Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Top of Horrors with you, and of course, not much going on. We've seen, we went from having nice wild swings to now markets are just going straight up or straight down. And, of course, yesterday Goldman Sachs got clocked and didn't mean anything, basically. And today IBM's getting clocked and that doesn't mean anything. And nobody gives a crap. They just want to buy, get me in there. But anyways, I thought we'd do a little educating today. So let's listen to the Monday night call. Here we go.
All right. What's up? What's up? Welcome. It's Monday night. And for all you guys who were last night on Easter, thank you. It was great. And we made some pretty good calls, actually. I said that gold would probably be down by today, and it was flat this morning and finished down on the day. So, you know, again, these are certain things you can kind of watch and you can kind of see coming as the markets are doing certain things. And, we're up pretty big today, I guess, 100 and almost 200. Was that about right? No, I didn't look. I was too irritated to look, but it was up quite a bit, I know. But at the end of the day, you know, it was up. And again, I don't justify either one way or the other by volume. But volume was rather light, which would be more of an indication that this was more of a little bit of a dead cat bounce. And, you know, everybody wants to buy and we've got earnings season. And everybody thinks that, you know, it's safe. And, I just need, Dustin Hoffman and, was it Sir Lawrence Olivier? No, it was Olivier. Who was it? Max Van Sydow, right? With the, is it safe with the dentist drill? That's what I need. But the markets are the markets and, you know, we didn't expect them to go straight down. I think that you saw some, you know, some interesting, action, you know, the buying was more or less relentless with very few sell-offs during the day. Bob, as your last hedging webinar, you mentioned that you don't like cover call. I hate cover calls. It's ridiculous. It's a waste of time. But instead of, would you rather always be long the market combined with the hedge against the downside risk 100%? However, some people use covered calls to generate consistent monthly income cash flow. How do you plan on generating monthly income since you never sell stock? Well, first of all, you do create, in the hedging model, you actually do create, when things are going well, you do create income because you can create an additional yield by selling premium, by selling spreads, not covered calls. Covered calls give you, they just take away your potential upside of the stock. They're really not giving you income. I mean, we're going to make the same income on the spreads, but have protection of the downside. When you do covered calls, you have no protection of the downside. I mean, again, covered calls are the worst strategy now because of the flexibility and other things you can do. Okay. There's no protection from the covered calls. And, you know, if the market goes straight up, you're not holding on to that stock either. You got to keep covering. So you don't really get the income. He was the dentist, right? Exactly. Little House of Horrors, Steve Martin. You know, that was good. So anyways, I'm not unexpected, back from a holiday, you know, light volume after a little bit of fear. And I kind of thought, you know, when I saw the opening last night in the futures market that, the sell-off wasn't deep enough last night, so I kind of figured we'd see a rally. I mean, I didn't think it'd be this big, but again, it doesn't matter. A rally is a rally, and that's what it is. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see where it goes from here. And, here's your – who do you trust the most? Bill O'Reilly on morality, a vegan on steakhouses, Jim Cramer on stocks, or China on economic data? Now, there's a hell of a choice, right? But anyways, because obviously China's GDP came out last night. It was, 6.9% or something like that. Yeah, beat expectations. But it is what it is. Right? I mean, again, I don't really look at any of the numbers, so I don't really care one way or the other. It doesn't really matter to me because, again, the markets will tell me all the data I need to know. But as we always start out with, our words of wisdom from our friend Connie. Tonight's words of wisdom is the one unchangeable certainty is that nothing is unchangeable or certain. And of course, that is, you know, pretty good logic and a pretty good statement for what we do, right? And that kind of goes into the, you know, you hear the probabilities all the time and what this is. And, you know, and I always go, listen, the improbable happens once a week and the impossible happens once a month. And, you know, if you want to lay that kind of price into that kind of thing, you're making a mistake. But, you know, who am I? I mean, again, I just don't look at it that way. And I think that this is a great quote because, again, we have to be prepared because the things change all the time. And we have not had the major panic. In fact, when we get to the VIX, I'll explain to you, you know, what I'm thinking here and why and kind of what I was intimating yesterday. And of course, no call would ever be complete without my many bitches, but I actually declare one. All right. So my Bubba's bitch tonight, I'll bitch on and off throughout the evening. But the one I do have is Elizabeth Warren. And it's to do as I say, not as I do. And you know, I don't get it. I mean, she pretends to be a socialist. She pretends to be all these things. She pretends to be in favor of women. But yet she pays her payroll. The national average for women is 79 cents for every dollar that a man makes, which is not right to begin with. But again, I can't change that myself. I pay everybody equally. But she only pays 71 cents to her women. So if you're such an advocate, why are you paying less than the national average? And of course, I don't know if anybody's aware, but she's worth about $15 million from flipping houses and doing all those predatory lending things that she so broadly yells at all day long on air in their speeches. So, you know, Elizabeth Warren, I don't know. I can't help myself. I couldn't let that one go. Tidy profit flipping houses is right. All right. That's exactly correct. She made a lot of money. She made as much as 83% on one flip. But anyways, let's get to work. Enough bitching for now. I will find other things to bitch at, I promise. Not that you were worried. So the Dow was up a whopping 183. Now, if you remember, and let's just kind of walk back here. Our original call a while ago was we need to see a blow off to the upside, which we've gotten. We now want to watch the subsequent rallies that would come in. And as long as they continue to make lower highs, we would continue to want to stay on the short side of the market. And today can still a lower high. We could go a little bit higher and still be a lower high, and I would still be comfortable. I mean, I'm comfortable being short anything, but I would still be comfortable being short from that the pattern is changing. All right. I think it was fairly evident on Thursday when we tried to break down to the downside. And again, we do get what we call false breakouts. And certainly my numbers are not, you know, 100 exact. They are, you know, kind of, you know, looking at the range here. So I would say here, you know, we're probably looking at 20,400, right, which is still the same level we were looking at last week. And, you know, last week we thought we could sell at 20,800.
And we'll come back after the break and finish that. But did you notice where the low of the market was on Tuesday? It was right around that 20,400 and change. So anyways, this is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, libertytalk.fm gets you a download of the show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekend. And of course, Bubba's Bottom Line, available to you for free at bubbatrading.com. Go check it out. We're going to stop out of here for a break, and we'll be right back with more action on the Monday night call when we come back. The Bubba Show on this wonderful Wednesday. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, we're doing a little educating and kind of watching some levels, and I think it's pretty interesting to watch. So let's get back to Monday night right now. Here we go.
which we never really reached. Okay, we got there on Monday, which was, you know, the day we were together. So we never really got there. And, you know, again, I would say that, you know, 20,800 would still be okay to sell. If you choose to buy, you know, 20,400 would probably be a reasonable level. I'd be much more careful buying there now, though. I think the bounce we've gotten may be, you know, from that, let's say that area, we'll call it an area, right? Because we know that we don't trade with a scalpel. You know, we got the 2453 on Thursday. So let's say that I would say 20,400 is probably not as strong. But again, remember, you're going to continue to have dip buyers stepping in the market, right? Everybody knows that this time is different. Everybody now knows that the markets are going to, all you got to do is just buy them when they go down. Okay. I heard it all day today. So just remember, that's all you got to do. We just have to buy them. We'll be fine. We'll make a lot of money just to keep buying and buying and buying. But anyways, so we'll say 20,004, 20,008, but I'd be a much more tenuous buyer here now for sure. Now, Pocahontas is right. You guys are on top of it. What a crew. What a crew. The S&P, Sierra Papa Yankee. Papa X-ray. Same thing, all right? We made potentially a lower high, all right? And, of course, I think that you're probably looking still, you know, around 2320 is probably the next stop. And I think you can still sell around 2360. You know, I think those are, you know, they're fairly steady. You know, we're getting at least a fairly consistent pattern here. And, you know, hey, you know, again, we're not calling for devastation or the end of the world, because, you know, I don't do that anyways. I mean, I do think there's a pretty substantial sell-off coming. But again, one of the things we have to always remember is that there's always an opportunity to get in or get out if you choose to follow the proper footprint and you don't try to, you know, use your opinion or let your emotions get in the way. So I think here, again, we're 2320 to 2360. Certainly, if you wanted to be very aggressive, you could take a stab right here, all right? And this wouldn't be the worst possible spot to take a stab. But again, most of you are more passive, you know, traders. You know, you're working or whatever. So, again, I'd rather just probably have you wait, you know, because we're not going to get, you know, we're not going straight down. So, I mean, there'll be many opportunities here to work. The NASDAQ, Charlie, Oscar, Michael, Peter. And again, interesting enough, still the best performer out of the bunch, still kind of in mid-range of this consolidation pattern. Maybe the start of working its way lower, but certainly this would have to do a lot of work here for me to say that I'd want to be a net short here anytime soon. Again, this is still performing remarkably well compared to the rest of the indexes. So again, we're really just kind of mid-range here between everything. And we felt that, you know, 5850 to 5950. Well, here we are at 5850, you know, pretty good bounce area. Now this one, I wouldn't be as have as much trouble buying if I were going to buy one. Now I'm personally not going to buy any of them. But this would not, I would not have a problem if we're going to, this would be the one I'd be buying. Because again, remember this, that although they are related, they do not always go exactly the same way. And we've seen this for quite a while. And whenever you're trading, if you're buying, you want to buy something that is showing strength. You don't want to try to pick the bottom and hope that it gets strong. You want to buy strength. So you want to buy support in something that is strong, or you want to sell resistance in something that is weak. That's really what you're trying to do. So this is kind of mid-range, but it is stronger than the other. So if I were going to buy, this would be one that I'd be looking at. And of course, the Russell, Romeo Uniform Tango. And this is, of course, bounced dead off the bottoms, which is exactly what we expected, 1350, all right, which is where it came to. Now, again, I'd be a seller with, as they say, with both hands at 1370, that would be fine to bounce there. This is nothing but very, very weak. I think this has obviously a lot more room to go. I think it's also the, the weakest. So I think it's going to continue to work its way lower. I think this was the one that was maybe going to be the biggest benefactor of the things that, that Trump was trying to get done. And this could be the one that's going to struggle the most because, again, these are smaller companies, mid-cap, small caps. So does the devastation come if it closes? No. Again, let's just that's a great question. And I'm going to do this real quickly just so everybody gets an idea of what I'm talking about. I look at the markets always at one level at a time. You'll never hear me say that I believe that we're going. I mean, I here's what I believe. I believe that we're going to see before this sell-off is all done. Okay. And again, it could be, it may really not, it might not even have started yet. Right. It just because I said so, it doesn't mean it started yet, but I think it started. I think we're getting ready to go. And before it's all said and done, I think we're going to see right here. Okay. That's my number. That's my spot that I'm looking for. All right. In the meantime, all right, before we could even think of getting there, there's 1,000 levels in between there. And the market will work its way through those levels back and forth. You know, after 2320, 2300 is probably going to hold. Then you've got this 2250 pocket. So don't put yourself in a position that it's got to go down way down or tomorrow. It doesn't. Markets don't work that way. Markets will find buyers, even in the collapse of 08, even in the collapse of 01, even in the meltdown in 87, they found buyers. Buyers will show up. You give them the reason to come, they will come. So now the real problem that these big meltdowns come is because people get too greedy and they think that it's that, like the first, now we're thinking that it's still a buying opportunity. And it may be, I mean, again, I can't say for 100%, but if it's not, they won't take their loss and they'll say, well, it'll come back. And of course, it gives you a rally and it gets you back and they go, oh, we're back. We don't have to sell now because things are good. And that is the way, that's how bear markets begin. And that's how they run, is they have some very exciting rallies to make you believe that it's changed. And of course, those are really just selling opportunities. So again, I don't put in like devastation. I do believe we've got a, you know, 30% or so correction coming over time. But first of all, I can't tell you if it's even started yet. Number one. Number two, I would never play for that today, because there's so many areas on the way there that I could trade from. And, you know, just because I'm net bearish doesn't mean that I couldn't find an opportunity to buy for a trade. So again, that's, you have to remember that we don't look, we're not those jackasses that call these, you know, $3,000, $10,000 gold. That's all stupid. Those are idiots. Those aren't even respectable people that make imbecilic calls like that, because there's so many areas in between there that you can trade that you shouldn't even think about that. Okay. Anyways. Okay. So the Russell we did, and then we got to look at crude.
And we'll come back and look at crude after the break. But again, I want you to notice, you know, how the markets are moving. And, you know, we're not in a destructive state. They go down to certain levels and they rally and they go up certain levels and then they sell off. And I think it was interesting to watch crude yesterday. It'll kind of fit in what I'm going to tell you on the call when we come back from the break. But again, you know, the footprint of the market is very important to understand and very important to try to trade. And that will give you, now again, it doesn't guarantee you anything, but it does give you a higher probability of being successful when you do use the market footprint, because it gives you a better look at the overall probability. And that's something that we're always very concerned with here, is to make sure we have the best shot to be successful. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, it is Wednesday, April the 19th. And when you miss a show, you go to libertytalk.fm, the only station you need, but you download the Bubba Show every day. And of course, you can download the Sporting Edge with Xander on the weekends. And in the meantime, my hit sensation, Bubba's Bottom Line, catching some ground. There's some people want to put it on live air. Let's see what happens. In the meantime, check it out at BubbaTrading.com. We're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be right back after the break with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back after the break. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and here we are. We're having a good day, learning a little bit, and now we're going to start talking about some crude. So let's go check out the crude oil. Here we go.
Okay. So the Russell we did, and then we got to look at crude. Whew. Look at crude. All right. So crude has been, you know, they pumped it back up, which we were not surprised. We're just rolling, I think, right now to, where the hell are we? We're in, we're going to M. Okay. We're going to June. Okay. So there we are, up at the upper end of the level. Okay. Now, again, one thing you want to understand is we have now punched in a few extra pennies here. All right. Because we rolled over to a new month of expiration. So the last month's crude, or the crude that's going to expire, is trading about 40 cents less than this. So we're just below 53. But of course, because of what they call the contango formation, and it's showing premium, it's a little bit higher because it's now a new month. So in the meantime, we're still a seller at 54. We got the nice bounce. We thought we might get a bounce. I didn't think we'd get quite this high, but hey, you know, I'm a seller at 54, and will continue to do so. I think the rally is based on garbage, and you know, I don't think there's anything that really that warrants this rally, other than they caught some people short the first time, and you've got people begging that OPEC's going to mean something, which I don't believe they mean anything. But from a technical standpoint, I'm a seller at 54. The only time I'm getting out if it goes above 56, then I have to get, then I'll be forced to cover and say, okay, I'm wrong. But until then, we will be short. XLE is probably the best. It depends. We'll look at that later. Remind me. All right. Gold. Golf Charlie. All right. Oh, I got to change this one too. You know, one thing I just want, you know, I hate to confuse the charts. We're trading June. So we had what I would think would have been a blow off Friday, and then probably a Thursday, and then last night. Okay, we were up much higher, in which I said we'll probably sell off and be down by the end of the day. And of course we were. And again, that's not me bragging, but what I'm saying is you knew that this rate of change is virtually impossible to carry. We knew that 1300 might be a level. And if you go back, I'll show it to you. I don't know if they're sure. I'll show it to you. Okay, 1300 is an area in which we would have been looking at anyways. So, you know, now, you know, what do we do from here? Well, you know, I think you're probably going, you know, lower here a little bit. I mean, again, I wouldn't fall off my chair, but I think the reasons that you're hearing are false. First of all, gold is not a safety play. Gold is maybe if you want to make it a currency play, you could make it a currency play. It is not a flight to safety because gold will go down many times with the market. It's more of a play against the U.S. dollar, okay? It's more of a hard asset play, which I believe you should all own a portion of. You know, again, I'm not a nut, you know, that you should have everything in gold. I think that everybody should own a certain percentage of your retirement should be in gold, and then you decide what your value is to that hard asset. But at the end of the day, you know, I think you probably see a little selling. I'd be willing to be a seller here at 1300 now. I would not consider being a buyer until 1270, but really, I'm really looking at 1250. I don't even like 1270. And I still believe there's probably, now I'm getting less and less bearish here. In fact, I'm speaking on this in New York on May 3rd in a panel discussion. But I'm getting less and less bearish that we're going to see that one more down leg. But of course, I'm sure once I decide that it won't happen, then we'll get it. But in the meantime, you know, again, I'd be a seller here. I'm a big fan of gold. I mean, again, I'm if you were buying it here, I wouldn't care. You know, I would just say that if you wanted to buy gold here, if you were afraid and you thought you needed to buy it, I mean, you could buy a small percentage of it. I would be willing to buy more, either it goes up or if it goes down. That's the difference between investing it and trading it. From a investor standpoint, I'm not selling what I own. From a trader, I'm looking to short it in the short term here. Okay. The bonds, Zulu Bravo. Okay. Then let me switch these puppies. All right. So they continue to wind it out and rush. And of course, we're making another new high. Of course, in the longer term chart, you'll see that this is not new highs, but it is. I got only Junes up here now. Sorry. But anyways, you know, again, I'm looking for a spot that you're going to want to sell these at some point here. You know, it is a little bit more of a challenge because, you know, when they keep going up, it's hard to say sell them. Now, what does that tell you, though? This is leaving a footprint for you. Because if we go back in time, if we turn the clock back a little bit, we talked about this in the past. And what I said about a year ago or 6 months ago is I said that the bond traders, the fixed income traders, are going to force the Fed to raise rates. They've now accomplished that goal. And now the fixed income traders are either somebody's really caught massively short here, or they do not believe that the Fed is going to raise anymore. They're taking control the other way now because the rates continue to go lower, which is not correct. You know, if you remember in the Duke brothers, and you know, that's not right. They're not supposed to be going, well, guess what? The market's always right. So they're pushing up. So I think we need to look, and I'm not going to be too aggressive here. You know, I didn't think they'd get through 152. So I think we sit back and we relax and watch. I don't have necessarily a level here that I'd like to sell yet, but I'm looking for a spot because I do think they're going to raise interest rates. But there is some issues, obviously, with Mr. President Trump and his words that he spoke kind of openly to everybody. And that could change some of the dynamics. We'll actually talk about that in a little bit. So we're basically fairly neutral. I wouldn't be a buyer under any circumstances. So all I could be is a seller. And most people will relate this to fear. And I don't know, where's the fear? But again, you could call it that. The dollar, as we continue to say, is going lower. And I think this is the pattern is just indicating that, of course, like every other pattern, making lower highs. Okay, now the only thing we can see here now is the dollar is now kind of coming into this, you know, this point where, you know, we're going to see a big move here. And my guess is it's lower, all right? I mean, again, I could be wrong, but my guess is it's lower. I think you're going to see some dollar weakness. I think that they overpriced to begin with. And one of the things that we learn from trading is that typically, especially futures and commodities, they tend to be overrun one way or the other. You know, when they run them up too high, and then they come way down and go down too low. And, you know, and the same thing is here in the dollar. I think they got too carried away when they felt they knew when they had the handle that the interest rates were going to go up. They ran the dollar too far. I think the dollar's true value at these rates is only about 93, 94 anyways. So I think we're going down in the mid 90s. There is a move coming here, and we'll see what happens. So bond traders are figuring out inflation to push. Well, the bond traders are you know, you're seeing just a lot of money flow into fixed income. Now again, you could have a few people short, but the one thing about the fixed income market is it's the biggest market in the world by a ton. I mean, there's no market that even comes close to fixed income. So it's hard to say. But they could just be saying, hey, there's going to be something going on here. Now, again, we've seen some inflation. But, you know, again, what we're not seeing is true growth. That's the real issue. The dollar is a sell at 101. I have no buy point. Dollar and yen up, gold up. Dollar down, yen up, and gold. Yeah. You know, again, you get things that work in an anomaly fashion for a while, and that will happen. I mean, again, the reason you cannot count on correlation is because it doesn't have to correlate today. It doesn't have to correlate tomorrow. In time, they will come back to the correct relationship. All right? That's one thing you have to always remember. The correct relationship will return eventually. But if you bet on it, it may not come while you're betting. The euro curve.
Now, remember that, you know, again, don't get caught up with the crap. The markets are going to do individually what they're going to do at that particular time. You know, we had the dollar and Dow and oil going the same. You know, all these things that go on, and it just don't happen that way. So make sure that you're understanding the way the market's going to function by itself. Make sure that you're understanding that each individual chart is its own, just like each individual time frame within that chart is its own. So we don't want to get caught up in all these things because, you know, dollar lower, everything else should be higher. Dollar higher, you know, again, this is, it doesn't mean it's not for today. It means it's what happens over time. And it's something very important that you need to understand so that you don't try to get caught up, because I can assure you, and if you get caught up in this, you're going to end up busted, because flat broke and busted is what happens when we try to get too involved and make these things something that they're not. So keep that in mind the next time you decide to pull the trigger. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, and of course, my brand new hit sensation, Bubba's Bottom Line, available to you at BubbaTrading.com. And of course, download the show every day at LibertyTalk.fm, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. It's really a great show. They've done a great job and have brought in a lot of athletes and others there. So make sure you check it out. In the meantime, we are going to step out here for a break and come back and finish up on this great Wednesday. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll step out here and we will be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz as we go to look at the euro currency and some of the other things. So let's go check it out. Here we go.
Currency was a little higher today again. And, you know, we're kind of in this middle point. I'd like to see a little push down. I'd be a buyer at like 106, which we said last week. And I really don't want to be a big seller until about 110, 112. And that might tie into the Frexit. When is it? I gotta get ready. I got to start resting now so I can trade again for 36 hours. And then, of course, the British pound, as we said, continues to go higher. And, I mean, we're breaking out again here. This will be an interesting area here. If they can bust again, they're going to go the right to the 130s. Euro sell 112, yep. And then, of course, our poor little guy, the Vixie. All right, so I was much more comfortable. I liked it when it was doing this, going up, grinding words. And then we had, obviously, the straight 4 days up. And, of course, that's why you got this downward action today. You know, again, you know, nothing really has changed. You know, everybody's banking on these earnings. I just want to know where things these earnings are going to come from. I don't see where they're going to find all this phenomenal stuff. But either way, it was you cannot, again, even the VIX cannot sustain that type of a pattern. So it was a natural that the volatility was going to come off. And that's what you want to watch here. You know, we saw that volatility was up and the markets are trying to go up. And of course, the rally could not sustain itself. Well, today you finally got volatility falling and the VIX, you know, volatility, the VIX falling and the dollar markets kept going. And that's something to keep an eye on is one of your markers or one of your footprints. You know, we'll see. You know, again, I think that the VIX will probably hold somewhere probably around 14, maybe 14 and 13 and a half. And then we'll probably see a resumption. But in the meantime, it's no surprise that it came down. The real key will be if it keeps coming down, where will it stop? It needs to stop probably somewhere around 13. It would be about as low as I'd like to see it go. Otherwise, we'd probably be going to make new highs in the market. All right. So that would be something to watch. VIX, I don't look at this volume. This is actually the gauge. You want to see the futures, the /VX, I think, or look at the options. Okay. But I don't really care. It doesn't matter. Again, one thing you can justify things all you want of why things do certain things. And that's when you start getting yourself in trouble. Okay. I don't care what the volume is in the VIX. I don't care what the volume is in the market. At the end of the day, if I was short and the market was up, I lost money. That's what I care about. The market. If I was long and the market was up, I made money. Does the volume, do I lose any money because there was less volume or more volume? No. Again, volume is important if you're going to get something to continue to trend and continue. Lack of volume at the end will tell you that it might be over. Right now, we're nowhere, so there'd be no reason for me to be concerned about that right now. Out of cash, more than 90% of India ATMs are running dry. All right, now we've talked about this a couple of weeks in a row now. You know, there is a war on cash. I mean, they're trying to eliminate cash, and you see it almost everywhere. Which is that's one of the reasons it's making gold a little bit more palatable. It's another reason that Bitcoin's been a little bit better. Again, you're seeing a lot of things that are pushing other asset classes because you have this assault on capital, on cash. You know, again, if they can eliminate cash altogether, it makes the central banks more powerful because you can't track anything. So beware. This is not a good sign, in my opinion. GDP forecast, again, they told me 4%. I was guaranteed by Steve Moore on TV 4% growth. And then Steve Forbes says 4% growth. Now we're lowering our forecast again. What is going on here? All right. Of course, I knew that. I called BS on it right away because there's no way. Again, I like Trump. I like what he's doing. Unfortunately, he can't do it by himself. And when you have a bunch of MBs in Congress and in the Senate, even in his own party that don't want to support the ideas, it's hard to get anything done, which is the problem of why we have all this gridlock and why we can't get anything done, which is why they allow the Fed to keep spending all the money. I mean, it's pretty simple. But anyways, I don't expect growth. I think there's a lot of problems coming still. That's the issue, because you just can't turn a cruise liner around like a motorboat. It takes time. Heading straight into a recession. Here's another genius, Jim Rickards. Now, let me ask you this question. My contention, my opinion has been that the middle class has never left the recession. That's my opinion. Does anybody debate that? Agree or disagree? I'm just curious. Okay. I mean, I don't think that we've seen, you know, the middle class progress throughout all of this QE, all the money, all the market movement. I see a lot of unemployed middle class. I see a lot of problems. And I don't see that we've ever come out of the recession. So I'm just curious as to what everybody else's opinion is. But, you know, we'll see. But here's another genius. All eyes are on North Korea. This should be concerning. Now, again, this more ties into my theory that we're going to see an outside event that will create the market sell-off. And that will remain my theory. Again, economic data is really worthless today from a market standpoint because there's no surprise. It's already pretty much built in. And we don't get – they'll eventually say it was because of this and this and this. You know, just like they'll call this a bubble 20 years from now, in the history books they'll call it a bubble because they don't have the balls to call it a bubble now. All right. So, you know, that's economists. They don't, you know, they can't see from their elbows. So, but that's another story. Retail selling is an unexpected decline. Well, I don't know that it's so unexpected. I mean, you know, if you look at just a simple model of retail, it used to be, you know, the malls were a big deal. And, you know, there's the mall, there's still, I guess, the Mall of America in Minnesota, but nobody goes on field trips. Everybody shops on Amazon. And why wouldn't you? I mean, if you can buy the same thing on Amazon for less money or the same money than going to get it, well, you save time and fuel. And but the real problem that kills all the other businesses that are around it. That's the problem. So, but I don't think it's any surprise. I don't know whatever he's worried about. I mean, there's no doubt that there'll be, you know, in a number of years, there'll be gas stations. And don't be surprised if a Walgreens or a CVS don't get into the gas station business, because then they'd have everything. They're already the convenience store that has prescriptions. So now they'd be the you get gas, you get your prescription at the same time, because obviously there's gigantic money in prescription drugs. That's apparent, because that's the one stores that are not suffering. Home builder confidence dips. Well, again, if the middle class can't really borrow money, which they really can't, why would I expect it not to dip? You know, again, the rich can only buy so many houses.
And of course, I mean, that's been my contention the entire time, is that, you know, where's the money going to come from? You know, just because interest rates are cheap doesn't mean that the banks are going to lend the money. And as you'll see later, they get $22 billion out of the you know, from the bonds and things. And again, this is an issue that is far reaching, which is why I don't believe that I believe we're still in that recession, for simply those reasons. Because, again, we don't have the growth. We don't have the jobs. I do like what Trump is doing. But again, he's got to get some help. And until those joker smokers help him, it's going to be a problem. And again, you know, I wrote a blog yesterday, Once Upon a Time, and, you know, the magical kingdom of the United States. And we need to drain that swamp so that we can actually see the real good things happen. And that's what I think we're missing from today. All right. And we can get back there, but that is the problem in the meantime. This is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm gets you the show every single day. And of course, to get you the sporting edge on the weekends, and my brand new hit sensation, Bubba's Bottom Line at BubbaTrading.com. I want to thank everybody for being here. It's always great to do the show, and I always enjoy hanging out with everybody. So make sure you have a great day, and thank you so much. We'll see you back here tomorrow. This is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station, with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, have a great day, everybody. Thanks so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.